And welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. It's Tristan Winder. Please sit down now with Speaker of the Nebraska Legislature, Mike Hilgers. Senator Hilgers, we appreciate the time.
Thanks for the invitation, Tristan. Good to see you.
And we talked to you for the first time a few months ago on the heels of the special legislative session that focused on the redistricting process. That was a very tasking process for all of our state senators, but maybe a little bit more so for you as the Speaker.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a difficult month, but I'll tell you what, Tristan, we got it done, and that's really important. To do the right thing, certainly for our election process, but coming into this next session, to come into the session and not have to start the year with redistricting, at least clears the decks and it gives us a fighting chance to do something that's transformative for the state of Nebraska. A lot of states are not doing that. They're actually doing redistricting to start their sessions, and I think there are probably some bad results doing it. So we're very pleased as Speaker, as a Senator, as a Nebraskan to have that behind us.
Now, Speaker Hilgers, for folks that didn't get catch us talking about that a few months ago, give us some background on yourself and remind us of the legislative area that you represent as a state senator.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm native Nebraskan, born and raised. I went out of state to go to college and law school, and I practiced in Texas for a number of years. My wife's from Texas. She's a lawyer as well, but I recruited her. Maybe the one time I won an argument, and you know, my biggest success that I've had is I convinced a Texan to leave Texas. And so we moved up to Nebraska, back home to Nebraska, just over 11 years ago. We started our family, we have four little kids, three girls and a boy, 10 and under. I started my own law practice in Lincoln, so I represent Northwest Lincoln and Lancaster County, Malcolm Davie area. And I started my own law practice, Tristan. I was one attorney, and I was the head paralegal, dishwasher, cleaning, custodian.
Did it all.
I did it all. And now I'm really pleased to say we've really grown that practice, and we have well over 60 lawyers now around the country.
Wow.
And we've actually recruited both Nebraskans home to Nebraska. We've kept Nebraskans in our state. And we've recruited people from some big cities where we say, look, you can have the professional opportunities, but you can have the quality of life of living in the Cornhusker state. So that's what I do sort of in my day job. I'm a father of four, and I run that law practice.
And Speaker Hilgers, tell us what led to the decision to run for unicameral in 2016.
Well, because I've got a family, because I had a business, I'm really invested in the success of our community. But a lot of people say, golly, you're busy with a young family. Mm-hmm. You've got a growing business. Wait. Well, the truth is we can't wait. Mm-hmm. And the success of what's going to happen in 20 or 30 years and whether good things happen or not depend in large part on the actions that we take today and whether we have courageous leaders doing the right thing at all levels of government. And so I really was drawn because I was invested in the success of our state back in 2016.
Elected in 2016 and sworn into office, just finished your first legislative session as the Speaker, though.
Yeah, that's right. I was elected in this year as the Speaker, and we had a really good session this year. We were able, the governor has done the math on our tax cuts this year, and he has said that it was the best tax cutting year that we've had in at least the last 25 years, not including the record amount of property tax relief that we're going to have this year.
Wow, that's huge.
It really is. We were able to cut a lot of different taxes, several hundred million dollars of taxes, including military retirement mm-hmm. benefits. You think about how important military members are, the armed forces here in our community in Nebraska. We cut that to zero. We actually finally, for the first time, started cutting Social Security tax, which should never be there in the first place. I hope we finish the job on that next year. In addition to tax cuts, by the way, Tristan, we put $40 million into broadband expansion and put several million dollars right here into North Platte mm-hmm. with one of Senator Groney's priority bill, which is a pretty significant bill that he introduced and we got passed.
Yeah, with the rail park, that's not only huge for North Platte and Lincoln County, but for all of Western Nebraska.
No, that's right. We're seeing in redistricting and otherwise some of the population trend heading east, of course. One of the most important things that we can do is to reverse that trend and get our population growing out west. And I'll tell you, Senator Groney's been a great leader for Lincoln County and North Platte, trying to get additional dollars and trying to lead to help this community grow.
What's your working relationship been like with our local state senator, Mike Groney?
I've got a great relationship with Senator Groney. He's my seatmate, and so so I hear from him all the time. And I've known him, actually, for almost 8 years, well before I was in the legislature. So I've gotten to know Senator Groney very well. Senator Groney's got deeply held beliefs and principles. He's a very intelligent guy, and we've got a really great working relationship. We agree on just about everything. There's a few things we sometimes disagree on, but I don't know if there's anyone in the world that I agree with 100% or the other way around. So
the world would be really boring if we all agreed 100%.
That's exactly right. Sometimes in the unicameral, I wish everyone agreed with me, but that's not how it works.
Now, Speaker Hilgers, we have another legislative session quickly approaching.
That's right. We have the short session coming around the corner. As I mentioned, we don't have redistricting, which is a good thing because we don't have a lot of time, and we have some real big opportunities, and we feel a lot of urgency. The world's changing fast. We have inflationary pressures all around the country. We've got workforce issues right here in Nebraska. There are states around the country competing against us every day, so we have to get a lot done. We also, at the same time, feel urgency because we have great leaders leaving the body, people like Senator Gronin and other senators. And so we're going to focus on a couple of different things next year. The biggest, I think, Tristan, is going to be how do we spend some of the dollars that we've received from the federal government. We've received or will be receiving a total of just over $1 billion in ARPA funds. How do we spend those in a thoughtful, wise, one-off way to actually change the trajectory of the state? That's important. What kind of additional taxes can we cut? That will also be on the table for next year.
Speaker Hilgers, give us a reminder, too, with this short legislative cycle that's coming our way. You won't need to be reelected as speaker, and our committee chairs will stay the same, too, right?
That's exactly right. Speakers and chairs are both elected for the entire session, which is actually so we're in the 107th legislature, and it's a first session, second session, 2 years, and we're elected for both years. So I will not have to run for re-election as speaker. And as I constantly remind my colleagues, they can't recall me either. So.
Speaker Hilgers, that means that you'll have a few priority bills of your own. The speaker has a couple of priority bills as the speaker, right? And then you as a senator have your own.
That's right. There's about a little over 100 priority bills in total, which a lot of times, Tristan, as you know, that's mostly what we cover outside of maybe budgetary issues. Each senator gets one. So I have one as by virtue of being just a senator. Each committee, standing committee, gets two. A couple special committees get one. The speaker actually gets 25. So there's a whole 20 quarter or so of the priority bills that in one way or another I get to choose. So there's a tremendous amount of influence that the speaker can have, any speaker can have on the agenda.
And those 25 aren't necessarily bills that you've drafted. They could be measures that another state senator wasn't able to use as a priority bill and you felt was important.
That's exactly right. In fact, this last year in 2021, I did not individually introduce a bill. I thought it was important to focus out all of my energy on getting my colleagues' priorities through, but I still chose 26 priorities. My personal priority in that last year was the broadband expansion bill that put $40 million into additional broadband out west.
And Speaker Hilgers, there was an exciting announcement that came out very early in the week. Current Attorney General Doug Peterson announced that he will not seek re-election for his current office. And on the heels of that news, you've officially announced your candidacy for Attorney General of the great state of Nebraska.
I certainly have. General Peterson's great friend. He and Sandy have done an amazing job. I could not be more grateful for the service that they have provided Nebraskans over the last 8 years. Had General Peterson decided to run for re-election, Tristan, I would have been the first one to put a yard sign in my yard and support him and endorse him for re-election.
Sure.
Because he wasn't running, it was really critical to have a strong AG who can help make sure the federal government stays in its constitutional lane. General Peterson's done a great job doing that, but we need to have an attorney general who can pick up where he left off and be able to fight against the federal government, and that's why I'm running primarily.
With our legislative update with Senator Gronin last Monday, he mentioned that you were an individual that he thought may consider running for the attorney general vacancy, and he said that he supports you fully in that, it sounds like. And I told Senator Gronin, I said, yeah, that's great that we're going to have Speaker Hilgers run for that position, and I'm excited for that race as well. But that still leaves a vacancy potentially in the unicameral. If you were to be elected, the governor would have to appoint an individual to your seat, and then the legislature would have to elect a new speaker.
No, that's right. And we have got a lot of really good conservative legislators and colleagues of mine. And one way or the other, Tristan, I'm going to have to leave the body because of term limits. It's sort of like a college football team. You know, you might get a good quarterback or good running back for a couple years, but you always have to be preparing for the time when they will inevitably leave, and sooner than sometimes you would like. But either case, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected as Nebraska's next Attorney General, I'm very confident that we'll have an outstanding speaker who will do far better than I have been able to do.
And if elected to be the Attorney General, I'm sure that you could help with that transition as well for the next speaker and the next senator from your legislative district also.
Absolutely. And I'm personally invested in making sure that the legislature is successful and does and actually passes a lot of conservative policies. And the colleagues I've worked with, we really have gone to battle together over the last several years, and there's a number of senators, not all of them, Senator Gronin's not coming back, but a number who are coming back, and I would do anything in my power to help them be successful after I'm gone, whether it's next year or in 3 years.
Speaker Mike Hilgers joining us here, Speaker of the Nebraska Unicameral, discussing his candidacy for Attorney General of the great state of Nebraska. And when I think of Attorney Generals, I obviously think of A.G. Peterson at this point and how strong he's been against the current administration in the White House and the great work he's done, not only for Nebraskans, but for everybody throughout the U.S. and fighting some things that have come out of the White House.
No doubt about it. And the most recent, but not the only example, is just the vaccine mandates. And they've had success. I mean, just take the OSHA. So if you recall, there were three different mandates. There was the one based on OSHA, there was the one based on the CMS rule, and there was one based on federal contracting. They fought and were able to be successful on all three. And a lot of those battles, when the court enjoins a statute from the federal government or an action from the federal government, it doesn't just affect Nebraska. It does affect a lot of other states. And that's exactly what General Peterson has done and his team. They've done an outstanding job. And that's why it's so important for the country to have strong attorneys general in various states, because the battles are not within the borders of a particular state. And so having a strong attorney general here in Nebraska is really important for the country.
If you were elected to serve as attorney general, Senator Hilgers, how strong would you be against mandates or things that we've seen Attorney General Peterson stand against that are coming out of the White House? We're going to have, 2 years with the current administration, at least 2 years with the current administration, without either Governor Ricketts or Attorney General Peterson, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's not just the vaccine mandates. Think about the other things they've done, Tristan. If you remember the eviction moratorium, sometimes it fades a little bit in memory. That was when the administration said, you can't evict anyone. And they did it. The CDC said so, and they did it ultimately without authority. In fact, President Biden at the time said publicly, he said, well, the legal experts tell me it's probably not constitutional. We're going to do it anyway. They also did, through the Treasury, they tried to provide some guidance that would say if a state took ARPA dollars or federal funds, we couldn't cut taxes in any way, which they backed off from because of state attorneys general. So this administration has shown in its short year in office that it's going to exceed its authority. And it's also shown that state AGs are the key sentinel on the, you know, sort of in the fortress to be able to fight back against it. So they've already done a lot in the last year, and I can't imagine what the next three years will look like. And if we don't have strong leadership in the courthouse, I think we're going to be in trouble.
So if elected, do you plan to be that strong leader for Nebraska, similar to what we've seen A.G. Peterson be, and stand firm against some of these things?
Oh, absolutely, and that's the primary reason that I'm running.
Okay. Obviously, you have that strong law background as well. Current practice that's still thriving. So you're an individual who is, although currently elected official and very busy with the legislature, an individual that still has a lot of courtroom experience and is fresh in the courtroom battles also.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's both the ability to fight the battle and then deciding to take on the battle. And I will tell you, when I ran for the legislature, I told my constituents, I said, look, I'm conservative. I believe in less government, fewer taxes. And I think I've governed as a legislator exactly as I ran. In fact, I was recently named ACU's number one rated conservative over this last year, even over Senator Groney, which I'm sure he was frustrated. No, I'm kidding. Senator Groney's an outstanding advocate. But the other part is the ability. It's not just choosing the fight, it's winning the fight. And a lot of these cases, Tristan, are all over the country. Yes, General Peterson might file a suit or be part of a suit, as he was in the vaccine mandates in Missouri and or in Texas or even in California and some other states. And that requires, you know, knowledge of multi-state strategy, working with large teams, working with other states. And actually fits my background very, very well. I started a practice that now has well over 60 lawyers. I've been in courtrooms in Nebraska and in Texas and in California and in states around the country. And most of the work that I have done, which actually in the litigation sphere is actually there's not a lot of folks who do this, are large team, complex types of cases. So the work that I do day in and day out really translates very well to the type of cases that the attorney general would bring on when they're fighting against the federal government.
And the attorney general position, very unique as well. You're looking with politicians not only throughout the state, but throughout the U.S. as well. Work obviously closely with the governor and the lieutenant governor, but you're also working with AGs throughout the region, throughout the state, and potentially working with the White House or against the White House in some cases too.
Yeah, that's right. At least here locally, I've developed a lot of really strong relationships with a lot of our elected leadership. I'm very proud and honored to have Senator Governor Ricketts, Lieutenant Governor Foley, Senator Fisher, Congressman Smith, all their endorsements, Senator Groney's endorsement. So developing those relationships are important. And doing it nationally is very important. A lot of these issues can be feel like partisan fights. It's mm-hmm. Republican state AGs against the federal government. But a lot of these issues, too, do cut across party lines.
Mm-hmm.
Take, for instance, General Peterson's investigation in Instagram and how big tech is influencing yes. our youth. That is being done with Vermont,
mm-hmm.
which is led by a Democratic attorney general. So you have to be able to develop relationships and do good work. You have to have the judgment and the courage to be able to take on the fights that you need to take on and the ability to execute when you do take on those fights. And General Peterson's done an outstanding job, and I hope to try to begin to fill his shoes.
And Speaker Hilgers, you're very informed on what's going on here throughout the western end of the state, specifically the Lincoln County community that you're visiting this week. I was honestly surprised to get a call from your office so soon. You announced your candidacy this week, already made a trip out to the western end of the state. As a candidate, that kind of shows that you understand something that some people don't always understand when running for office, that the world does not drop off at York. Some individuals that run for office in the state forget that there's life out here in the western end of the state. And the fact that you're here in North Platte and you've been here overnight as well and communicating with individuals shows that you care about all of Nebraska, not just the eastern end.
No, I certainly do. I mean, the western Nebraska is the heartbeat of the state, in my opinion. Big reason I moved back home was to be able to raise my kids in Nebraska. And the reason I wanted to do that is because one of the greatest gifts I was given, Tristan, was the ability to grow up in a state where I had people modeling the values that really matter. Integrity, hard work, grit, persistence, faith. I think a lot of that comes from the heartbeat of Nebraska, which is the western part of the state. I will tell you, my daughters and I, my two oldest at least, that not the two younger ones, two younger children, have started to make a yearly trip out to Potter, Nebraska to go get a Tin Roof Sunday. And so we'll go down south to Venango or southwest of Venango to see Senator Hughes, mm-hmm. or we'll come by and see Senator Urban around here. And it is truly the highlight of the year to come out west. And the people out here are amazing and really a big part of what makes Nebraska so special.
Now, Speaker Hilgers, probably should have asked earlier in the process for folks that may need a refresher or need the obvious pointed out to them. The legislature, nonpartisan committee, but you yourself as an attorney general candidate are running on the Republican platform, obviously, if that wasn't clear from the interview.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to clarify. Yes, I am a registered Republican. I am a lifelong Republican. When we run for the legislature, of course, it is on a nonpartisan ballot, but I am running for the Republican nomination, and the individuals, of course, that I mentioned earlier, as well as many other endorsers, are on the Republican side.
Yeah, even former governors Kay Orr, Dave Heineman endorsing as well, along with current administration, Governor Ricketts, Lieutenant Governor Foley, who I'm a big fan of personally, and you mentioned Senator Groney as well, and a lot of other Western Nebraska senators. So there's some strong individuals backing you, and Speaker Hilgers, do you know, is there going to be any competition in this race? Do you expect a Democratic challenger? There's not one officially yet. Will there be one at some point in the race?
You know, that's a good question, and I'll probably leave it to others to do the horse racing piece of it all. All I know is all I can control is my day-to-day effort, and what we're trying to do is every single day work as hard as we can to go out, talk to Nebraskans, tell them what we would do if I were fortunate enough to be elected attorney general, take on those courageous conservative stands. And then if you do all that work, you know, fortunately, it's enough to be elected at the end of the day. But whether someone gets in or doesn't, that's going to be up to them. We're going to try to show as much strength as we can, though, in terms of our effort, fundraising, endorsements, to hopefully be in a good position come May.
Speaker Hilgers, if folks want to learn more about your campaign for Attorney General of the great state of Nebraska, how can they do so? And if they want to contact you directly, what's the best way for them to do that as well?
Well, the best thing to do is just go to MikeHilgers.com. So it's M-I-K-E, of course, H-I-L-G, as in Gary, E-R-S, MikeHilgers.com, one word. They can always email me at Mike@MikeHilgers.com. That's probably the fastest way to get a hold of me when I'm out and about. And I'd love to hear from people out in North Platte and Lincoln County. And if there's anything that we can do to if there's a specific concern that they've got with the Attorney General's office or in the legislature, they can always reach out to me. Although I do know that Senator Groney does a great job for his constituents, and I know he's very responsive. So start there first.
Speaker Hilgers, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Hey, I just really appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I want to wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and the family. It's going to be a special time of the year, too, being the father of some young kiddos.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to go get some presents. I might do some shopping here in North Platte for Christmas.
Hey, we sure appreciate that. Speaker Hilgers, it was great to have you in the studio. You're welcome anytime.
All right. Thank you so much.